listening to LRW PCO Style La 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 La.
Welcome to Loose Ropes Wrestling, Winnipeg's only wrestling radio talk show, live from UMFM, with your hosts, James Korba and Adam Giardino.
Announcement. That's this whole show. Like, we were gonna talk about New Japan this week, and no, it's all announcements on this week's episode of Loose Ropes Wrestling. Here's an announcement: Andrew Boychuk cannot be with us. He is on a one-day vacation with friend of the show Tim Halbert.
They're at going the ranch.
No, they're going to Monster Magnet.
Oh, yeah, in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Minnesota bound,
exactly.
And then they have to go to the Boychuk Ranch and Casino.
Yes, to cash in their winnings, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Question. Yes.
What does UMFM's Pledgerama
mm-hmm.
and Winnipeg Wrestling Forearms have in common?
I don't know, Adam. What?
Hot sauce!
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes, it is that time of year again when we, it's Pledgerama, and we've talked about this every year around this time in October. UMFM is our home. It will always be our home. Even if we go off and record from our other homes, our home.
Our real homes.
UMFM is our recording home. We've been here for, it'll be 5 years in March, which is insane.
That's insane. Half a decade in the dungeon.
Yeah, and it's been our home, and they have essentially given us free will to do whatever we want. And we've had, I've lost count of the guests we've had on this show that we have no business talking to. In a world where wrestling fans are usually demonized and stereotyped, and a lot of times it's deserved. I was thinking about this, like, as a wrestling fan, I think I've run the gamut of what a wrestling fan is.
The evolution of a wrestling fan?
Yeah, like, when I was 18, I was a piece of crap.
You're crawling out of the water, like,
yeah.
the evolution of man.
Like a frog.
Yeah, and you're slowly getting on your hind
legs.
So
when I was a little frog sperm back in the day, like, yelling the most terrible thing because I thought it was funny. And that still happens. Like, I'm not going to say that I don't, but it's funny that...
The Cro-Magnon in you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've evolved, but I'm still a Cro-Magnon. Like, I'm still a caveman. Cave person, if you will.
Yeah.
And
a person from the caves.
You know, we were fortunate enough to be approached by Jared Mikediak and station manager, and... He kind of said, hey, you want to do a wrestling show where you just talk about wrestling for an hour? I'm like, I don't know. And I think our thing was, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. Like, I don't know if there's going to be enough stuff. Little did we know that the second evolution of wrestling was coming.
The timing was impeccable.
It was crazy, and I feel that we were right at the precipice of that wave, and we've been riding it for 5 years. So, yeah, UMFM has always been above and beyond amazing to us, and we will do anything to keep them going. So that's what Pledgerama is all about. We're not this big studio conglomerate. UMFM needs money. Like, that's part of the thing to function and give you great, varied programming. I've lost count of all the different types of shows they have here. Like, there's pretty much everything, I think. You know, so, I mean, there's a movie, there's a couple movie, there's one show that plays exclusively movie soundtracks, you know? So, like, it's crazy. And just that's an example, heavy metal, rap, folk, whatever, talk radio, it doesn't matter, all sorts of things, local sports.
Local theater.
Local theater. I mean, it's been we've been so fortunate to be a part of this, and we sometimes take it for granted because we just, and all these resources we have, like, I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty proud of how good our show sounds. Like, from a technical standpoint, like, maybe the stuff we're saying is garbage, but
the
like,
hardware.
The hardware, yeah. It sounds fantastic. So, and I mean, Adam, even you said, like, you did some stuff with the KISS here in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm. KISS
and,
FM.
KISS FM, and one of the bigger radio stations, and well, you tell, like, it was... Like, normally that would be something that would make you nervous or make me nervous.
For sure. I would have been cracking my... Well, my voice cracks anyway.
Yeah, but I think that without that, like... And just in terms of talking, like, I really want to go back and listen to some of those first...
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah, when we were on the all-in road trip, we were... it was funny.
We are bringing this up. That's funny.
Yeah, well, we won't go into great details, but... we were years ago. Adam made this pun-filled tirade against a rival, a friendly rival.
Do you know what episode number that is?
No, I don't. I'm not going to say it.
If you've got the spare time and you dig into the deep tracks, that is the episode with wrestling.
There's a 2-hour episode with Jeff Halbert that is almost unlistenable.
There is a beautiful audio treat. That's what, 10-15 minutes of me attempting to create a rivalry against a gentleman that produced the arcade show, which is about video games.
Yeah, go check it out. They're all up in it.
I decided to try and write myself a wrestling promo or a shoot against them.
Yeah,
full of puns.
It's all punned out.
And
we were listening to it in the car.
And
it was brutal.
It hurt.
It was hard.
I was hurt.
And then what was brutal at first turned into like, well, we're gonna play it again. And then Adam would be like going to the bathroom, and then I would just start playing this monologue as he came out, and it was
so bad.
It was just like something you do when you're younger. You're just like, ugh. Right,
it's equivalent to Facebook. How you know they show your
history? Everyone spoke like The Rock,
or show your memories.
You know what's funny about the third person feature of Facebook? Andrew still kind of talks in third person on Facebook.
It's going down.
No, or he'll be like, "Is feeling great today." It's like I'm not giving that up. So,
I took advice from Tim Halbert.
Yeah.
When you see the shared memories, you go into and delete. Delete.
That's true.
And then I saw the one of Goldberg throwing that guy when he was playing that golf tournament and just chucking him into the water hazard.
That's pretty funny, yeah.
I will reshare that every year.
I don't know. Like, I went on my Facebook and I made a comment of two longboards don't make a right. And I still stand by that comment. I hate longboards. I think they're dumb. But what's the big thing? At me, though. Don't at me, though. I've seen a lot of that on Twitter.
Don't at me?
Like, don't get at me, but like at with the A, with the whatever that thing's called.
Oh, the at sign.
It's dumb. Anyway, UMFM Pledge-O-Rama going down.
Brass tacks.
Oh, if Andrew were here, he'd say it's going down three times. October 19th at 8 p.m. That's when we need the money by. So
dig into those pockets.
October 12th is when it, that's next. That's 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. It's always right around the corner,
no,
man.
That'll be a week.
11 wow. days. 11 days.
It'll be a week from Friday it starts.
Yeah.
Crazy. But we're so fortunate too, because we'll get ours like right at the first Sunday. We get at the cusp.
Our special live show.
That's when our like time slot. Thank you for your loyal listeners who listen to us on the radio, 11 o'clock every Sunday night. And it's all our live show. Unfortunately for you podcast listeners, will not be available. You'll only be able to hear it live because
answering the Loose Ropes hotline.
Yeah, that's pretty much all we do, and we play our favorite or least favorite wrestling theme songs and then yell over them. Basically like DJ Khaled, but minus the billions and billions of dollars and misogynistic attitudes.
I'm the Chris Shepherd of wrestling here.
You are from Kingston, Ontario. So.
Pirate Radio.
Yeah. This is a great way to donate.
Did I tell you who I booked for the show?
Darude?
Love Inc.
Oh. You keep it up. You're going to have broken bones. I'm telling you right now.
Who do you think you are? A superstar?
Okay. So this isn't about us. It's about UMFM. They've allowed us to tell dumb jokes just like you just heard. And as it is every year, the swag available, the incentives are amazing.
And they change it up every year.
It's always different. So, I mean, you get your usual, well, let's just go in the incentive levels, because then we're not double talking ourselves twice over, you know?
So you want to go through what each item is?
What each pledge level. So like what gets you what? Like you get at the $75 level. And to include these incentives as well, this is just from the UMFM part. There's also what we give away. And I've heard it. We walked in the state, people were like, you guys give away the best prizes. Mondo Hollywood's are pretty good because she gives away like movies. I'm a big fan of that. But
so the first incentive level is $25, yep, which is perfect for all you Virgin Wrestling fans on the dating apps right now.
Yeah.
Because it comes with a Friends with Benefit card.
Wow.
For those looking for the FWBs.
Yeah. That's like a Bumble card, right?
Oh, for sure.
Friends with Bumble.
Yeah.
Works really well in Minneapolis, apparently.
You know it, baby.
Not for me. No. Not for me. I'm not on Bumble. I don't know what that is. That I do know what it is, but that's not. No, not me. And not any. Yeah.
You should make a wrestling event.
Bumble.
The Royal Bumble.
The Royal Bumble. Okay. Anyway, lies.
Where all the wrestlers have to match each other
and
to fight.
And to be fair with this. Any amount helps. So
it doesn't have to be $25.
This is just where the prizes start. And with us, any donation gets a prize. I think we've done that every year. Every donation gets a prize. So
continuity.
Anything you want to donate a dollar. You want to donate $1,000, donate $1,000. It's So there you go. If someone donates $10,000, I'll get your name tattooed on my body. There you go.
I think you say that every year.
I do, but no one ever donates $10,000.
All right, so $25 will get you a UMFM Friends with Benefit card,
mm-hmm,
which works. It's for the whole year, and it's through many local establishments throughout Winnipeg.
Yep, yeah. And
I believe some online stores, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. This it's awesome. I use it every year, and I'm always surprised at what I'll walk in, and restaurants specifically, like, oh, UMFM card. Yeah, there you go. It's pretty great.
So if you're like me and you definitely grew up watching PBS on Saturday evenings when they go given their incentive programs, it's very similar in that the starter will always be the base and then it'll always just add a little more.
Yeah, I think people, it's like the old version of Kickstarter. It's the money's going.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So $25 level gets you Friends with Benefits card. Good.
$50. James, tell them what they can get.
I don't know. I don't have the info in front of me. I'm going to guess enamel pins.
Yes.
Ah.
So everything that in the $25 realm, including UMFM enamel pins and a UMFM coffee mug.
I just saw the mugs today. They are very nice. I saw what the mugs look like.
You saw the mugshot.
The mugs. Yeah. Yeah. They're great. The enamel pins are very nice. The logos
I'm excited
this year
for those.
Are very good.
I started collecting pins, as you know.
Yes. I've only collected wrestling pins, but UMFM pin will be definitely great to have. Go on the old jean jacket.
Mm-hmm. And the battle.
Yeah.
The battle armor.
What's at the $75 level?
$75 comes with everything mentioned previous, with your choice of a 2018 UMFM pledge T-shirt.
Ooh, and the logo, I think there's two logos this year.
There is, if you just scroll down there, you can see the two. That looks like almost like a Weird Al VH.
I don't know,
VH1,
the baseball tee is it part of the $75, the baseball tee? Because that's a great deal.
I believe it is.
Oh, yeah, the baseball tee is gray with a navy blue sleeves. It looks pretty sick.
And a retro logo.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
The record in the front.
Yeah. 20-year anniversary, too. That's a big one.
That's impressive.
We've been here for five of those years. We've been here a quarter of its lifespan.
Of its resurgence.
Yeah, exactly. And a beautiful design by Kevin Mosden.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Mulligan, who used to have a show here, but...
he just does it over and over again.
Yeah, he's just a bummer. But he's very good at graphic design. And he did the 20th anniversary logo. If you knew Chris Mulligan, you'd agree with me. But he's a great graphic designer, nonetheless. This year, too, I'm very excited. The UMFM hat, they're doing a snapback.
Oh.
Charcoal gray snapback, which I don't have. So I'm very excited about that. And, yeah, it looks...
That's impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
And then one of my pardon me, I'm still fighting this cough that's been lingering since Chicago.
Yeah, Bumble related casualties.
Jeez.
Anyway,
one of my favorite incentive packages: $101
I'm at a conference. Again, I'm only available
I'm here
for
on business.
I'm only available this Sunday at 11 p.m. Bumble, women choose first. Is that their thing? For Bumble, is that the tagline?
Women speak first.
Is it? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Wow.
When you match, they have to start the conversation.
Oh, okay. I don't know how it works. So,
yeah.
But there is women speak first. That's their ad? Or is it women choose first?
I don't know what their tagline is, to be honest.
That's a whole other show. Not even wrestling related.
That's WrestlingMatch.com material.
Yeah, WrestlingMatch.com. That'll be our commercial, I think. Okay, sorry, where were we at?
So, $101.50.
This is what you're paying for, people.
That 101.5, that sweetness.
Does that get you into the draws, that level? Is that the one?
I believe actually 75 does, if I'm not mistaken.
But the super ticket, like the golden ticket, is that the
75 starts, there's a half pint draw. We'll get into that. Okay. That because of the bonuses.
Now, this is probably our least wrestling encapsulated episode of the year anytime we talk about Pledgerama, but it's important.
To.
We have to.
It's,
so
it's the investment we need to place.
Don't worry. We have a huge wrestling announcement coming up. So don't worry. It's massive. Anyway. Sorry, sorry, Andrew Adam. Adam. Sorry, Andrew's not here. Yeah.
I am sitting in what was my old spot, which is now his spot.
Yeah, it stinks more, right?
I know. all that coffee breath.
Yeah, it's going down.
So again, everything previously mentioned, along with this, I think this is a first time, and I'm very excited for this. UMFM is actually going to be putting out a hot sauce.
This is the first time, yes.
It is it's a put together in collaboration with the friends Patrick at 1882 Fruit-Based Hot Sauce Company, and they're calling it the Radioactive Electric Blue Hot Sauce, which combines locally grown Saskatoons with Piri Piri peppers. Apparently, it's stated that it's all organic, sweet with heat.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
I'm very excited for
Make some wings.
Wings.
Some wings, yeah. That's awesome. Like a hot sauce? That's great.
Hot sauce, pledge t-shirt, and then the UMFM snapback hat, like you said.
Oh, cool. And that's the $100?
That's 101.5.
That's a great deal. Like, that's some good stuff, good swag there. And this, again, we will be getting into our prizes in the following. I guess we got to do it next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's got a lot of work to do this week.
Work's cut out for us.
Yeah. But our prizes go along with these incentives. So you're getting... we always have stuff loaded for Bear. We've had a whole year to scour the North Americas of the world for wrestling swag. And boy, oh boy.
The flea markets and garage sales.
Of the world. Yeah.
All right. Next is the $150 range.
Mm-hmm.
And that will also get you all of that swag, including an entry into the special golden ticket draw.
I won this last year.
And I've won it, I think, two years ago.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
If you heard our episode the week after Folk Fest, you know how much. Still, like, I experienced it, and I'm good. Good. But, yeah, it was awesome. I won it last year, so it was pretty neat.
Yeah, the golden ticket draws, they are not specific to just one event. It's events
gets you into everything.
All throughout the year in Winnipeg. Yeah. And it's free tickets to concerts and all sorts of different events.
Yeah.
And one specifically being Folk Fest.
Yeah, like you get entered. And if you win one draw for like concerts and stuff, you get entered back in.
Mm-hmm.
So you can win like multiple. We've had people win multiple prizes.
I mean, the one year that I did win the Folk Fest tickets, I technically made money.
Yeah.
Because not only did my donation come to the studio
yeah.
and the radio station, But for the amount that I won, the two tickets, the value is more expensive than $250.
Exactly. That's what I won that as well. So
right.
But yeah, it's these prizes aren't, you know, these are amazing prizes. And again, any donation helps, but the higher the donation, the bigger the prizes.
And the basically the final pledge level of $250
mm-hmm.
or over will get you, again, all of that, including the golden ticket and a UMFM hoodie.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon me, three entries into the special golden ticket draw.
Wow.
And the hoodie.
Yeah. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's the prizes this year are just so great. And if you're local, if you listen to the show and you're from Winnipeg, the Golden Ticket one is such a good, like, there's so many shows that are coming through here that it's amazing. So
now, James, you and I were talking about a t-shirt collection not too long ago, and you said like you really need to cut down because you have a lot. So let's say
I do.
Let's say you don't. You're not fancying the UMFM t-shirt.
Yeah.
What you can do is on a pledge over $150, UMFM will gladly offer a mix and match between merch and actually a tax receipt.
Yeah, I've done that, like, because there's stuff like I don't want. I'm personally not a fan of pullover hoodies. I like zip ups. We've had years where it's been a pullover, so I'm like, you know what? I'll forego the pullover and I'll take a tax receipt. So,
yeah.
You'd be surprised, like, with donations, how much that helps during tax time. So.
Okay, so let's talk about the station's incentives, let alone from our own, just donating. So if you get $75 into us, you get everything that I had mentioned before, including a Half Pints daily draw grand prize, entries into a draw for a daily Half Pints prize pack, and also for a private brewery tour and tasting for you and up to 20 friends.
Man, I would have loved to have won that.
After which you'll leave with a gift certificate good for the keg, or for a keg of your choice. I won that.
Oh, I was going to make a joke, but go on.
I won that, and I used that keg.
Oh, yeah, we did use the keg.
Yeah, for that big party.
We didn't do the brewery tour, though.
No, we didn't get to do the tour, but we used the keg, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, and Adam doesn't even really like beer.
No, and I remember I drank quite a bit of that beer. It was very good.
Yeah.
Half Pints does a great job.
I know, and it's always a good time with beer. We don't have to sell you on that.
No. 101.5 donation. Everyone who pledges at this level or above will be entered into a draw for a pair of tickets to each show that they present throughout the year.
Does it say the number? It's a lot.
No, but it's at least a couple per month.
Yeah, easy.
These draws are individual, so there will be multiple winners over the year, not just the one.
Yeah.
And if you win, the name goes back into the drum for the next pair.
I love
that
music idea.
It's good for music from basically November of 2018 to 2019.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
I can't sing that theme.
Foreshadowing. Pretty good. Anyway. Yeah, I wish I could talk about
our talk show about nothing.
That's another show. I would love to announce prizes now, but I literally have to organize them. We have so much stuff.
All right, so one last incentive level.
Okay.
So the $150 to $250 donation.
A kiss.
We'll kiss you.
A consented kiss. That was one of our prizes last year.
Was it really?
Yeah, a consented kiss.
Okay.
Or hug. Yeah.
I could do both.
Yeah, I can do at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the highest bid, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, producer Jeff would just be constantly bidding then.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So an inch for the $150 to $250, then that gets into the famous golden ticket.
Yep.
So the participating venues, so let's say you're not too sure on where you want to go to.
Yeah.
But there's the Park Theater. They bring in amazing, amazing.
They're bringing in Goblin.
Yeah, they do everything that's amazing in the city.
They're bringing in Goblin and they're showing Suspiria with Goblin doing the live score.
Oh, like, Rocky Horror is coming up.
Yeah.
Evil Dead.
Reanimator on October 29th.
They're having the Evil Dead musical there.
Musical, yeah.
The live theater production.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan Ash is the playing Ash.
Get out.
No, Ryan. Yeah, Ryan Ash playing Ash. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's fun. The comedian. So that should be great. I also, like, I'm gonna say Corey, who is now the booker at Park Theater.
Mm-hmm.
I've played in bands with him before, and he's told me some of the stuff that's coming next year.
Ooh.
I can't.
You and I have to talk later.
Yeah, I can't say on air.
I'll have to twist your arm.
One thing in particular, I'm super super.
Give me a hint.
I can't on air.
Make it I'm super sorry. Obscure.
No, because it'd be super obvious.
I think I know what it is.
That's how obscure it is.
It's
so obscure. Like, you have to really be into it. It's pretty obscure. Anyway.
So the Park Theater being... I think the Park Theater is turning into be one of my favorite, if not my favorite
great
venue.
Great place to see music.
Next to my all-time favorite Winnipeg venue.
The Sherbrooke Inn!
The Sherby will always be a classic. But it is the West End Cultural Center.
Yeah.
Followed by the Goodwill, the Pyramid... and the Handsome Daughter.
We're big fans of Handsome Daughter.
You know this. Winnipeg Folk Fest.
Magic Bird Chicken. It's coming October 31st. I'll talk about that later.
What is that?
Well, it's a fried chicken that Mike and Misha are opening up. And I think Steve is involved. Fried chicken.
Oh, it's a new place.
Yeah, it's going to be Handsome Daughter, but their kitchen is going to be like a fried chicken themed.
Ooh.
With curly fries. I'm so pumped.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ever since Arby's like left,
I know.
I've been out with my curly fries.
I know.
All right, Winnipeg Folk Festival,
mm-hmm.
Jazz Winnipeg Festival, which is always great in the summertime.
Yep.
And then, 150 donation, or dollar donation will get you one entry, and then, like I said, the 250 will get you three.
Yeah. It's you can't go wrong. You're donating to a great cause, and not just cause. You're allowing people to... I just came in today, and there's a high school student who wants to get into radio, and... was here and she was learning and you know, these are the type of things, like opportunities, like people have gotten careers because of starting at UMFM. So I mean, where would I be without LRW? Where would WPW, like, would that have happened? Like, no. So if you don't know what WPW is, we're gonna get into that later, but you should if you listen to the show or follow anything on Winnipeg internet, because anyway.
So we've definitely raked you over the coals as far as UMFM
is
concerned.
We'll come at
Pledgerama. More to come in the next few weeks.
Because it starts next week, so we'll have our prizes all locked up. We'll have it locked up by then.
Instagrammed.
We'll have it all ready to go. I definitely
I'm feeling some VHS tapes are going
to
be...
No, not this year.
No, you sure?
No, I got last year, yeah. I'm going to definitely say some posters. 100%. Some clothing. 100%.
Oh, James has used clothing.
No, there's some
new
clothing.
Your left sock.
No, there's some very macho type clothing, I'm going to say that.
Jeez.
Yeah. And some collectibles as well. So
James's left sock.
Yeah. And I mean, I am...
Framed, autographed with certificate of authentication.
Well, I can't control, neither confirm nor deny.
Mint gem.
Yeah. Maybe some tickets to a certain December 6th wrestling event. Maybe. I don't know. You just have to wait till next week to find out. We should take a break because for those of you, this is very important to us. Please donate. And even like just donate. If you don't want to listen to this and you listen to the first part and then the end part now, just donate like $300 and just say, give me whatever. And you'll be surprised. It'll be good. Kind of like a 1882 fruit-based hot sauce. Kind of like that. So anyway.
Because as much as we do joke, this actually legitimately does pay the bills.
Go to ufm.com/donate.
But let's take our first break that pays the bills.
Pays the bills.
Wink, wink.
The bills, yes. You're listening to Loose Ropes Wrestling on 101.5 UMFM.
Cheer.
Are you wrestling day in and day out in search for your forever tag team partner?
Do you feel stuck in a singles bout and always seem to get disqualified?
Join WrestlingMatch.com, the dating website for the sports entertainment fan addict.
Whether you're looking for a triple threat Saturday night main event, some Sunday night heat, your new women's champion, or your king of the ring,
you'll be down for the count with our easy 1, 2, 3 steps in processing your create a character profile to get you over in no time.
WrestlingMatch.com, your revolutionary force in online dating.
I'm Iron Head Hayward. I'm used to challenges, and I challenge you to try Zest Deodorant Body Wash.
Now,
I hear you snickering.
But Ironhead, aren't body washes for ladies?
Ow. Listen, Chunk, Zest doesn't have heavy moisturizers.
But Ironhead, what's with this thingy?
That lather builder works with Zest Body Wash to give you twice the fresh-smelling lather of this bar, and it rinses cleaner, so you're cleaner, more refreshed, period.
Zest Body Wash. Get cleaner, more refreshed.
Get zestfully clean.
And we're back.
All right, James. I want to bring it back now to wrestling.
Yes, let's talk about wrestling. We have a lot. We have one more announcement after this, but you mentioned something you wanted to talk about, which we've kind of been. Did we talk about before we get about All In? Just a little thing. Did we talk about the Observer bus on here?
Yeah, we did.
Did we about like the guy who said? Who was kind of miffed that we didn't follow him on Twitter?
Yeah, because for when the bus was to show up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I just thought about that for some reason. Like, when we didn't follow a guy on Twitter and he was pretty mad about it. Like, we didn't know who he was. And he was just some dude wearing sweat. I'm pretty sure he was wearing sweatpants, but. And a. Like.
White sneakers.
Yeah. Like, he was
white
not.
White Nikes.
He was not dressed to impress.
With Velcro.
Yeah, well, he was not dressed in press, so to speak. But I'm not judging. I just it was a weird conversation to have with someone.
Okay, so it's been
totally
unrelated. It's been a common theme that we talk about a lot of the indies, the New Japans, the Ring of Honors, the Progress, right?
Yep.
And you know, we kind of did away from WWE.
Yeah, we still talk about it, but
right.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to bring it back a little bit to the mainstream with WWE.
Okay.
Now. A lot of reports now, there was a report that came out that the last Raw had a dramatic drop in viewership.
Lowest ratings ever, I think. In the modern era.
So how do you rate WWE on its content? What value do you give it, personally? And from what rubric are you pulling from?
Well, my issue with the content is there's too much of it. Like, My issue is always a time thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if I could watch all of WWE's content in 2 hours, I would do it. But that's not realistic.
So
there's at least eight.
I'm gonna approach this from more of a business financial aspect.
Okay.
I've been following these guys now on the stock market for 5 years now.
We should have bought stock.
Yeah, we should have.
It
when
was
it tanked,
12, was it $12?
No, it went down to about $8 to $7.
I know. We should have done it.
This was just before they announced the network.
Yeah, we should.
Right
have done
now,
it.
They are trading at today on the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Yeah,
each stock is worth $92.87 to date.
Even we would have put $1,000 into that.
Yeah,
Even if like we put $500 each.
Yeah, I wish I had my stocks in at that time. So I mean, that's the thing. People can complain about it with the viewership, but its stocks are still making money.
Well, and you just look at the TV deal they signed with Fox, and you know, we can argue about direction and creative and stuff, but clearly something's working.
And I'm gonna reference again the network.
Yeah.
Have you heard the rumblings of how they want to possibly change the programming of the network?
Well, the last thing I heard was that there's going to be two levels of network.
There's going to be more than two levels.
So this was just announced.
Yes, this is right off. Like,
is this a shareholders meeting?
Yeah. Okay, I wish.
Yeah.
No, this information comes from, and I'm not going to claim it as my own, but it comes from the PW Insider.
Okay.
Now, you had the network.
I did.
Correct.
I canceled it last month, actually.
Right. And I never bothered picking it up because...
In Canada, it sucks. Like,
right.
Okay, so you have the channel, which repeats the same stuff over and over again, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then to get into the network itself, and this is a personal experience with it. So you go to WWE Network. You can't run it off like your PS4 or streaming device. You have to go to WWENetwork.com. You have to log in to your cable, your Shaw, or whatever you use first. No, this is how convoluted it is because I don't remember. So you have to log into your WWE Network account and then you log into your SHA account. So you have to log in twice. And then you're able to watch whatever you want. However, like all internet things, if say you watch I was on a Great America, I was on a WCW 1995 kick, like when I think it was 94, 95 where New Japan kind of came
yeah.
in. So there was
the Rising Sun.
The Rising Sun stuff. So like Great American Bash 95, I'm a big fan of. So I would watch that and then I'd have to log back in because, you know, like I hadn't logged into my Shaw account forever.
Oh.
So it was like constantly. And it just became so frustrating.
I'm glad I never even had to experience that.
I mean, maybe I'm doing it wrong. But I want what they have in the States where it's on my PS4. It's WWE Anywhere. I click, I log in, and I can watch whatever I want. If that were the case, I would still have it. But
well, it sounds like from what I've read here, that will be the case. Now, I don't know if that will be offered in Canada.
Yeah.
And I mean, the one reason why I never went with it is because the Raws and SmackDowns were not a part of that because they still had their contracts with, was it USA?
Yeah.
Before now they have now Fox.
Fox, SmackDown, Fox, I think.
Was it sci-fi for SmackDown?
Yeah, it was.
And
yeah.
USA for Raw?
I think so. Right. And I think USA is still going to be for Raw, I think. I don't know, but I know Fox for sure is taking SmackDown. I know that was a huge billion-dollar deal that they signed.
Okay. So this, the following has not been, it's not been written in stone. It's not solidified. Yeah. It's still considering it's a concept.
Yeah.
But they're building a tier system similar to anyone who's experienced using Hulu.
Yeah.
All right. So tier one or plan one is considered free.
Yeah.
So you've got basically what it already offers. So there's the 5 hours of archive material.
That's pretty good.
5-minute video clips, 24/7 live stream with WWE content without pay-per-views.
Yeah.
It'll have an NXT, or without the pay-per-views, NXT and Cruiserweight Classic.
Without, you won't get that.
Correct.
Yeah.
So this is a free service, so you're gonna get the bare bones, right?
Yeah.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
It'd be like the YouTube of...
The only reason I was hanging on to it was because of NXT. I liked the wrestling on there. It was pretty good.
And then you're going to get into the new tiers with... They'll come with a bonus fee or an extra price, an additional price. So for $5 a month extra...
Well, I heard that like they were going to do $9.99 and then a $14.99, and the rumor was they were going to have TNA... They were trying to get TNA's library, and you got access to that as well.
Yeah, I believe that is what has been expressed here. Yes, it is. And Ring of Honor.
And Ring of Honor, yeah.
So I didn't know they were going to have access to Ring of Honor.
I didn't know either, but I mean, what, yeah.
Does that have to do with, like, those who have crossed over, like with Daniel Bryan?
Yeah, and probably their stuff, I'm guessing. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of guys there, though, from Ring of Honor.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Claudio, or pardon me, Cesaro. And
right.
Chris Hero and Daniel Bryan.
Well, Punk.
Punk, yeah, I mean, Samoa Joe,
AJ
Tyler
Styles,
Black, yeah, it's crazy.
Long list, a very good laundry list.
Yep. So there's Roderick Strong, Adam Cole,
Sami Zayn,
he was there, yeah, El Generico.
Well, El Generico was there, not Sami Zayn.
Yeah, yeah.
So $5 is one package, then there's a $10 package, and then a $15 package.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting what that does to viewership.
Yeah, I mean,
would you spend $15 a month?
That's a lot. I would probably split it with someone.
If you could do that, like share your, like a Netflix, share your password.
I'm sure they'll have that. I mean, why not? They're going to make...
For that, different amount of TV sets per...
Yeah, exactly.
Accounts
like
per
two,
home.
Like
yeah.
The deluxe when you get 5 devices.
Right.
You get 2, yeah. Because I have like Amazon Prime and it's at like 3. And that's what I've had. So... I mean, I subscribe. The only wrestling thing I subscribe to right now is New Japan, and then I buy PWG Blu-rays. That's it. That's realistically. And I'll, at the top of the year, or like in December, I'll go into Progress, because I have like 3 weeks off, so I'll watch Progress and catch up on them. So Progress is great. Like I think it's like $8 or something. It's a good one to subscribe to. But yeah, all very user-friendly. Especially when I got a laptop, I can hook up to my TV. Makes it even easier. Like I,
oh, for sure.
Maybe it has an HDMI output. So
it's 2018. I would hope it does.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a great way to watch films and wrestling. So it's it. I really, You know, and then you get into like business. So they're making so much money, and then they have the Crown Jewel event coming up in Saudi Arabia, but then.
And Australia, too.
Australia, they have that super with like Undertaker. See, for me, it's like Undertaker and Kane against Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Pulling out Shawn Michaels out of retirement. Like, that guy went out on top. Like,
yeah.
That match with the Undertaker.
Is that going to ruin it for you?
I don't know if I can watch. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
But I.
How many You Still Got It chants do you want?
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Please come back. One more match. I'm hearing my favorite rumor so far is apparently the king of Saudi Arabia, and I don't know if this is true. I just heard that I was talking to a friend of the show, Johnny Lewicki, at work today, that the prince or the king of Saudi Arabia wants to pay WWE $20 million to bring The Rock back and make him their like Saudi Arabia champion or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
Like have that belt that Braun Strowman won from the Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And have The Rock be that champion. If that's true, I mean,
I'd like them to go across a bit and pick up the Great Power Udi.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm also curious as to, they got a dilemma coming up because women aren't allowed to wrestle in Saudi Arabia, but then they have the Women's Evolution pay-per-view coming up. They've been catching a lot of flack because they're making a strictly business.
They're not going to boycott.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's a really
more... Today's political climate, that's...
Yeah, and they tend to try and avoid politics, I'm going to say.
Especially since the G era is...
Yeah.
The PG era has been a thing.
Yeah, so... I just don't know what to... Like, I'm not going to tell a multi-billion dollar company what they're doing is wrong, but it's like, you're sending a real mixed message there, I think, that, hey, our morals can be bought, if that's your moral stance, which they kind of try and avoid, although, you know...
Well, James, in the wrestling business, you can make money or you can make friends.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're fired.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I just... Yeah, it's one of those things. It's a tough, I mean, I think it's dumb. I think they have, I think they have enough clout. They could be like, hey, we're bringing women into Saudi Arabia, and that's that. Or we don't, like, they're getting paid something stupid. I think they get like $20 million a show.
That's insane.
It's nuts for like, it's crazy.
And free gas for life.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, but anyway. Our last, we want to touch on this a little bit because we're big fans of New Japan. And since we're going next year to New York, Madison Square Garden, we've been very fortunate to be on these historic indie shows, and New Japan's first show in the States at,
I don't even want to say indie show.
It's not indie,
these are historic.
Historic, All In.
Yeah.
You're there, and now this. So, very excited. But on the heels of, Fighting Spirit Unleashed in Long Beach. It was a good show. It wasn't the best one they've done, but I liked it. King of Pro Wrestling was announced, and they wasted no time as it's next week. The card. So let's just... you got Suzuki-Gun, El Desperado, and Yoshinobu Kanemaru versus Jushin Thunder Liger and the Old Men, Tiger Mask. They're going. It's for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team titles. So that's kind of cool. Jushin Liger, not quite ready to hang it up. Seeing him live is something else.
He'll never hang it up.
No, he's so good. 85 years old. Togi Makabe and Tomoaki Hanma, he's back from a broken neck, versus Taguchi Japan, Juice Robinson, and Toi Hanare. There you go. Bullet Club.
Poor Juice, eh?
Yeah.
Were you upset?
I don't, it's a bigger picture thing with them. I don't know why he lost. I don't know. It was a good match, so I wasn't too bummed.
I'm not talking about that match.
Yeah.
I'm talking about him and Cody.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I wasn't really bummed. It was just surprising. I haven't seen if he had a post-match promo yet, Juice, so.
It's probably fantastic.
Yeah, it probably is. Bullet Club Elite, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson, Hangman Page, and Chase Owens. Versus Bullet Club OG. Well, this will be interesting. Bad Luck Fale, Tama Tonga, Tangaloa, Taiji Ishimori, who's wonderful to watch in the ring. Next up, Chaos, Ishii, Hirooki Goto, and Will Ospreay versus Minoru Suzuki, Taichi, and Takashi Ishioka. Also, I'm very... So, Chaos, Okada, Yano, my boy, Yoan Sho, Roppongi 3000 versus Los Ingobernables de Japón, Tetsuya Naito, Sanada Bushi, and to be announced, they will be announcing a new member in Los Ingobernables.
Oh.
So that should
be
good.
Who do you think?
I have no idea.
Is Evil in it? Has he ever been in it?
Oh, Evil is in it.
Okay, that's yeah. good. Okay.
But he's fighting Zack Sabre Jr. They've been talking crap back and forth. I'm really curious to see who that's going to be. It might be Pac. He just came back to Dragon Gate.
Is it going to be a heel turn?
Who knows? I don't know. Neville came back.
Man, he is jacked.
Jacked. And cool.
He looks fake. He looks like a...
A creative player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He looks like a He-Man figure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The best, Walter had a comment. It's amazing he could have went anywhere to all these big companies, but he went and he said, it's awesome he went to a company that would take you when no one wanted you, like where he started, and he went back. That's amazing to me. Like Dragon, that's huge. What that guy's going to do in 2019, this is going to be super exciting. The match is Will Ospreay versus Pac. Woo! Wow. Anyway, new member of Los Ingobernables, Evil versus Zack Sabre Jr. That should be great. Kushida and Marty Scurll for the vacant IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. Both Marty Scurll and Kushida. Marty Scurll beating Ospreay, and Kushida went against, what's his name? Bushi, I believe. Yes, Bushi from Los Ingobernables. So, yeah, that should be good. Kushida, it's been a while since he's had it. Same with Marty Scurll. I don't know where that's going.
Kushida's going to lose all of it. He's going to break all his fingers.
Yeah, probably. Hiroshi Tanahashi with Jay White for the briefcase and the IWGP heavyweight title shot at Tokyo Dome against Kenny Omega. So that should be interesting. Jay White handed Tanahashi his only defeat at G1.
That's right.
So Tanahashi, or Jay White, and his new manager, Ghetto, who turned his back on Okada. So we'll see what happens.
I think that's a ruse. I think it's going to be a big, it's going to come around again, and he's going to go back to Okada.
It could. You go where the money is, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And finally, the main event, Kenny Omega, the champ, versus Cody and Ibushi. Three-way match for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. I believe this only happened once. Don't quote me on that. I'm not going to go look it up.
As a three-way?
A three-way, yeah, for that title specifically.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing it.
Kenny Omega is going to retain. Him and Tanahashi is a generational match. Like it's a passing of the torch, if you will, and it's going to be amazing at Wrestle Kingdom. So we'll see. This all goes down.
Oh, you know, it'd be interesting if Cody won. He'd be a triple crown.
It's on Thanksgiving.
Huh.
On Monday. So there you go. I will be watching that before all our Thanksgiving stuff to do. And yeah, we are going to take a break because we are running very low on time. And I'm
you
just going
to announcement
say, I have a huge announcement in our world here and in the local wrestling world, I would say.
I feel it's safe to say that every episode for the next little bit, there's going to be a huge announcement.
There could be, or there'll be announcements. Some will be medium-sized. Some will be just like a casual mention, you know. We'll see. I believe in announcements of all sizes. So there you go.
Very inclusive to your announcements.
Very inclusive, yes. Every announcement is welcome. Not everyone. Just shut up, James.
Wow, you got tied, tongue-tied.
I did. It's very rare.
So did I. There.
You're listening to Loose Ropes Wrestling on 101.5 UMFM. Go to umfm.com/donate and donate. Yeah. Okay. Break. Good. Okay. We said this was a show of announcements, and we had our Pledge-O-Rama announcement. umfm.com/donate. Go donate there. WPW, Winnipeg Pro Wrestling. Winnipeg Pro Wrestling is alive and well, as we talked about. December 6th.
Where?
At the Sherbrooke Inn.
When?
Thursday, December 6th, 2018.
I meant time-wise.
8-ish. Doors are at 7.
I love that. On the tickets, you have it printed as 8-ish.
Sherb, your enthusiasm. By all accounts, and by all accounts, you're hearing it from me. The show is going to be pretty good. And we've assembled what I think is one of the best lineups in Western Canada, all of Canada. And I've been waiting to announce this for a very long time.
Wouldn't you say more Eastern Canada?
It's all over. We got people. We got people.
Okay.
I've been wanting to. So far, if you've been keeping track, go to Winnipeg Pro on Instagram and our
Facebook.
Twitters, Facebook, WPW, and it's been. So far, we've announced Tyler Colton, Winnipeg Zone, AJ Sanchez, and KLD, Kevin Lee Davidson, out of St. Louis. And if you go to WPW Pro on Twitter, so there you go. And we've announced those names so far. But it's like, James, I see you in the street, and you're always giddy. You say, like, who are you bringing in? I'm like, oh, I can't tell you. It's so awesome. I can't tell you. That's my giddy voice. So, the contracts have been signed. The proverbial contracts have been signed. The talks have been had.
The shakes have been made.
We're doing the hand thing. You may have heard him on this show. In fact, he was our 200th episode, the whole episode with him. On December 6th, Winnipeg Pro Wrestling gets PCO style. Yes, we are bringing in PCO, Wrestling's Frankenstein. I'm going to call him that.
That's great.
Yeah, every Monday night, go check him out. He's working out, being electrocuted.
Eating a lot of meat?
Yes, breaking things. Lots of meat. And I'm so very, 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 very excited that he will be wrestling on our very first show, WPW, Sherb Your Enthusiasm, December 6th at the Sherbrooke Inn, 685 Westminster. The other thing I'm going to announce, and we've been waiting. If you pay attention to our social media, you saw I did a little video of the tickets, if you saw. No laser pointers, by the way. Do not bring laser pointers to our show. They will be confiscated and saved for a later WPW date. Or destroy it, where we destroy them in the middle of the ring. That's what I was going to say. Tomorrow, firstrow.ca. Go there. Winnipeg's Canada's best sports memorabilia website for everything sports and wrestling. You need it, he's got it. And go there, because on that very website, you will be able to buy tickets for this event. They go on sale tomorrow, and we take pretty much every single form of payment. PayPal, e-transfer, all major credit cards, e-transfer. Send us an email. We'll get you your tickets. It's all good. And you'll be signing at the door. That's how it works. We'll have your tickets at the door.
Ah, the VIP.
Yes. Yes.
The VIP treatment.
So that's firstrow.ca for tickets. That's tomorrow, Thursday.
My name is on the list.
Yeah. I just, for some reason, when he said that, I thought of Tom Green, My Bum Is On Your Lips. Your name is on my list.
My name is on the list.
I don't know why that came up. But firstrow.ca is where you can get WPW tickets. If you have any questions about, like, you know, I don't know how to use the internet.
Are you Jeff Halbert?
I only like paying cash, and I like having tickets. Go to winnipegprowrestling@gmail.com and ask us. Like, I sold a ticket today. I'm not going to lie.
So you'll hand deliver is what you're saying?
I will. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, that's if that's what you need, that's what I'll do.
Like a Winnipeg, a true Winnipeg social. James will come to your place.
This will be the social event of 2018. And that's how good. That's how good it'll be. Yeah, to
into
December 6th. Firstrow.ca, get your tickets. PCO, and what the heck? I'll just announce another name. He has wrestled in Evolve. He has wrestled in ROH. Right now, he's down DDT. Heck, he's wrestled in PWG. He was on the announce table when Mount Rushmore 2.0 formed. If you haven't seen that, it's some of the best commentary I've seen in a long time. All Ego Ethan Page, and we talk about him on the show a lot, you know, and we got to get him. So he'll be also wrestling at Sherbrooke Enthusiasm December 6th at the Sherbrooke Inn, 685 Westminster. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Firstrow.ca, all form of payments. Except gold, because I think it's down. And we were talking
and socks.
Yeah, we don't take payment in socks. Yes, Adam. Firstrow.ca. Go there. Tell Curtis that Loose Rope sent you. That'll help. Tickets are $20. Should talk about that. Tickets are $20. So in advance, get them in advance, because I have a feeling there aren't going to be many left.
Standing room only.
There are some seats. But yes, standing room only. We want to immerse you in the wrestling. We want to immerse you in our vision, what we think wrestling should be. And I'm very excited. I've been waiting to announce that for like a month. So yeah, that's PCO, All Ego, Ethan Page, Tyler Colton, AJ Sanchez, and KLD, Kevin Lee Davidson. And more. We're going to announce more in the coming weeks. December 6th. Get your tickets tomorrow. Firstrow.ca.
October 3rd.
WinnipegProWrestling@gmail.com. Facebook, Winnipeg Pro Wrestling. Winnipeg Pro on Instagram. And WPW Pro on Twitter. And we got our show, Facebook, Loose Ropes Wrestling. Adam, can you do the... the Twitter for us. My brain is done.
Well, it's been a while.
Yeah. Well, I'm very excited. So
loose_ropes_FM.
Yep.
That is our Twitter handle.
That's a lot of information for people.
Loose Ropes Wrestling on the Instagram.
Yep.
LooseRopesWrestling@gmail.com.
Yep.
And Loose Ropes Wrestling on the Facebook. And there's a good chance if you go to one of those, either PWP.
PWP, Parents Without Partners.
Sorry, WPW.
Don't go to PWP. No. Whole different type of wrestling. WPW.
It's a long day for me, man.
Go to WinnipegProWrestling@gmail.com for more information. Winnipeg, WPW on Facebook, Winnipeg Pro on Instagram, and WPW Pro. Tickets are $20 tomorrow, Thursday, October 4th. $20, PCO, Ethan Page, Sherbrooke Enthusiasm, December 6th.
If you do go to PWP, bring them.
Bring them, yeah. We need Parents Without Partners to watch wrestling. Anyway, we got to go. We're over the time limit. The match has been thrown out. UMFM.com/donate. Go donate for Pledgerama. We'll be back next week with perhaps another Winnipeg Pro Wrestling announcement. And some prize announcements. So there you go.
Yes, prize announcements.
Perhaps they'll be intertwined at some point. Anyway, good night.
Bye, James.